Jurors in New Jersey are still deliberating today in the federal corruption trial of Democratic Senator Robert Menendez. He's accused of taking gifts like private flights and campaign donations from a Florida eye doctor, Solomon Melgen, in exchange for favorable treatment for Melgen in government dealings. As of Monday, the jury was deadlocked on the charge, bribery. Lawyers for Menendez are pushing for a mistrial, and this all could have big ramifications in Washington. Joe Hernandez covers New Jersey for WHYY. He's outside the courthouse. And Joe, the jury's deadlocked, but we also know an alternate juror was put in this week. What's going on?
Well, the latest we heard was on Monday when the jury came back with a note to the judge and said, we're deadlocked. What do we do now? And yesterday we didn't hear anything from them. But you're right to mention that this is actually day 7 of jury deliberations, but they had to restart on Monday because on Thursday the judge excused a juror who had planned a vacation. She had to leave to go on a cruise, and the judge and the attorneys agreed ahead of time back in August that they would let her go. And so since the jury hadn't reached a verdict by Thursday, the judge let her go, swapped in an alternate, told them to restart deliberations. And so now they're back in the jury room. The judge has told them he's not going to let them go just yet to keep trying to reach a unanimous verdict.
Well, now, this sounds weird to many people. We thought you couldn't go on jury duty and get off it by saying, you know, you had something else to do. So is this at all controversial? Might there be calls for a mistrial because they've allowed a juror to go?
A lot of people are definitely questioning it, and the defense attorneys have said when the jury came back on Monday and said we're deadlocked, the defense attorneys said, well, maybe it's time that we call a mistrial and everybody goes home. The judge said, not yet, let's keep trying. But people are definitely questioning why it occurred, although back in August, the judge and the attorneys all agreed to let this woman go on vacation, partly because I think they didn't think the trial would really last this long. There was 9 weeks of testimony, and now we're in the second week of deliberation. So it's been kind of a lengthy process, longer than many people expected.
Okay. Well, remind us of the charges against Menendez.
Right. So he's facing a dozen counts, and his co-defendant, Florida eye doctor Solomon Melgen, is facing 11. And the reason there's a discrepancy there is because Menendez is facing an extra count of omitting some of these gifts on his annual Senate financial disclosure forms. But federal prosecutors are saying that the two men engaged in a bribery scheme for 7 years, that Menendez did favors for Melgen in exchange for free private jet flights and free hotel rooms and political contributions. And some of those favors include helping Melgen's girlfriends get travel visas and helping the eye doctor sort out an $8.9 million Medicare billing dispute at his ophthalmology practice.
Yeah. How's this being received in New Jersey? Just a bit ago, we were dealing with the Bridgegate scandal when people in the Governor Chris Christie administration, were charged and convicted of colluding to create really bad traffic on a bridge, you know, to punish a Democrat. So how's this, you know, a Democrat on trial, how's this being received there?
Right. I mean, it certainly does not help New Jersey's reputation historically for political corruption. I mean, in the past 2 years, we've had two high-profile federal corruption trials of public officials. There have been some calls already for Menendez to resign, to step down, mostly from Republicans. But people are watching closely to see what happens in the case and whether he, you know, whatever verdict the jury brings back, what he'll have to do after that.
Right. Well, and talk about that, because we've got the bigger picture of Washington and Republicans hoping to hold on to their majority so that they can get this tax cut vote through before a certain date. So how does this affect the balance in Washington?
Well, The Republicans do control the Senate right now, but it's kind of a thin margin. If you'll remember back to a couple months ago, I guess, when they were trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act, one of the iterations of that repeal failed by only one vote in the Senate. So if Menendez were to resign or were forced out in the next month or month and a half, Republican Governor Chris Christie would appoint his replacement, and that would likely be a Republican and tip the balance a little bit more toward Republicans in the Senate. But New Jersey just elected a new governor who's a Democrat. So if Menendez stepped down or was forced out, you know, late January or after that, a Democrat would likely take his place, and then the balance of power would be the same.
Right. And if Menendez is found guilty, is that an automatic, that he's automatically out of office?
No. And the Senate would have to vote by 2/3 majority to expel him. So that vote would require, you know, a decent amount of Democrats going along with it.
So lots of drama here. Joe Hernandez from WHYY outside the courtroom in Newark, New Jersey, where we wait to hear what the jury in the Menendez trial is doing. Joe, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.